Monday the 3rd of November, Hei Cheshvan, Rabbi David Zahn, Sone Matanos Yichia.
Morning Shalom Aleichem. Sone Matanos Yichia. Shlomo HaMelech declares in Mishlei, Sone Matanos Yichia. Someone who hates Matanos will live. It appears from here that it's not a good thing to accept Matanos, to accept presents, non-earned income, let's say. And we know, you read stories about Gedolei Yisrael who didn't want to benefit from other people whatsoever. So the question which we would like to present is, what are the halachic ramifications of this lemaisa? Does that mean I should, if someone, I have a bar mitzvah, I have a chasna, whatever it is, I have a birthday, an anniversary, I should not accept, I should put a notice, please, I want to live. I don't want to live. Please, no presents, all donations to some of the shiva, but I do not want any I do not want any presents. Is this what the Sayyid Malik is telling us? Perhaps we could examine this problem from the light of this week's Sedra. Seya tells us story, the nephew of Avraham Avinu was taken captive during the Muhammad, four kings against the five kings, the whole story, and at the end Avraham as he was then was victorious, and Melech Stein, who was rescued by Avraham, comes to express his akarat hatov, to show his thanks to Avraham. Vayomer Melech Stein al Avraham, Ten li anefesh v'rechush kachlov, you've released all the prisoners which were taken captive, thank you very much, but you can keep all the money. You've earned it, you won the war. Vayomer Avraham el Melech Stein, hari boisi yodi el Hashem kein aryoin, koine shumayim ha'aretz, I make a shvur, imichut v'atzoichzal, v'ekach mikol hashem, I will not take from a thread to a shoelace, nothing at all. I don't want you to say Ani Hesharti as Avram. I bet Avram is. Melech Stein will go around saying, you know, Avram is successful because he got it all from me. I gave it all to him. I do not want him saying this. Lo Yisayim Ani Hesharti as Avram. And Rashi comes along. And Rashi says, Lo Yisayim, I don't want you to be saying that you made me rich. Shakadosh Baruch Hu Hiftichein Nashi. Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised to make me rich. If you're going to give me the money, then you're going to go around and say you made me rich. Hakadosh Baruch Hu promised to make me rich. And Oran, the Mefarshim, asked the question, he said, well, Hadish Luchin Lamakim, you know, when if someone earns money, there's always human intervention somewhere. Not that the human intervention caused it. That was the Shliach, Jeshu Baruch Hu gave. So who made Avraham win the war? The Rebbeinu Shleilam. Who put it into Melech Stein's mind to give him the money? The Rebbeinu Shleilam. So in what way would this in sort of deflect Avraham's recognition that this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why does that preclude him taking Matanos from Melech Stein? And the Mefarshim go even further. They ask the question, which is really an amazing question, that at the beginning of the Sedra, when Avraham Vayed Avraham Mitzrayim comes to Mitzrayim, and he has to hide Sarai, as she was then, and he says two things. What happened afterwards? Sarai was taken, and then Nachash Bahu sent plagues against Parai, etc. And Pasuk says that Avraham said, Imri no achosiot, you say that you're my sister, leman yitav li baburech v'choysa nafshi biglolech, that it should be good for me through you, says Rashi v'yitnu li matonis, and they'll give me matonis. Avraham Avinu is saying, you know, if you say you're my sister, they won't harm me, and they'll give me matonis, and that's what happened. And he took the matonis. And it doesn't say that Avraham refused to take matonis, because Paran will say, I made Avraham rich. So there seems to be a contradiction between the way Avraham behaved when he came to Mitzrayim to the way he behaved with Melech Stein. The Melech Stein, one could have made a case to say, you know, Melech Stein earned it, he worked for it. But then it's quite reasonable that he should take the money which he'd worked for. Whereas Parai Mitzrayim, that's done with Matana. There he shouldn't have taken it, and Avraham did exactly the opposite. How do we reconcile these two things? There is an amazing Chazal. Chazal is actually the Medrash Eicha. Chazal say Arba Melochim Hayu. There were four kings. There were many kings. There were four particular kings which Chazal wanted to discuss in Klal Yisrael. Four particular kings. Mashe Tova Zeh Loi Tova Zeh. Each one davened for something different. Ve'elu Hein. David Amelech. Osa the Melech. Osa Yehoshaphat VeChizkiyah. David Oma. Erdoif Oivai Vasige. Dovra Melch Davin Tavishmach, he fought many wars, and Bereshim, give me the Kayach, I should be able to pursue my enemies, I should be able to catch them up, I should be able to destroy them. Erdoif Veloi Oshuvat Kaloitham, I shouldn't return till they're all been dealt with. Omar Akadish Baruchu, and the Yosef came, fine, okay. And the Medish brings the prophet to prove it. Omad Osa. So Osa got up and he says the next one, Ani Amy Kerch La Reglehem. I don't do the killing of Ben Shalom. Ela Ani Raida Faisom, I'll just pursue them. Vatoita, I'll pursue them. And they'll get such a fright and such a shock and such a fear, they'll drop dead. Ben Shalom, make them drop dead, and I shouldn't have to sully myself with killing them. Omad Yehoshaphat. The next one, Omad Ani Amy Kerch Loi La Regle Lerdoif. Ben Shalom, I can't chase them, I can't kill them. What then? I'll go to the Bismarish, I'll daven. And the Bismarish, you sort them out. I'm not getting involved in any of these wolves. Omar Chizkir, Omar, Ani Ebi Kech, Loi Laharig, Loi Lirdoif, Loi Loi Mashira. I haven't even got the Kech to kill or to even to say till him. I've got a much better idea. Ani Yoshin Al Mitosi, I'm going to bed. You do everything. Those are the four kings. So, it would appear, who has the greatest bitachon of these four kings? David HaMelech says, Rabosh, oh, no, I'll manage. Don't need, thank you very much. I can do it all myself. Also says, no, Rabosh, I'll share it. I'll chase them, and you sort them out. Yeshua says, oh, he's a big heel, he's going to say, tell him, he's going to go to the Smedish, he's not going to go to the battlefield at all. And Chizkiah says, I'm going to bed. So it would appear that the greatest madrega of bitachon is Chizkiah. And is this what Chazal is telling us? It's in a sort of ascending order. David is so to speak, Kilud, and has the lowest. It can't be. Surely it must be David HaMelech. David HaMelech. He's obviously displaying the highest level of bitachon, but he wants to do the most. So what does it mean? I once heard the pshat b'shem the Mirim Ashgiach of Yeruchim Zichayin Levracha. He explained the pshat as follows. The nature of a person is, everyone is a ma'amin, everyone is a believer of the Bereshit, everyone is a beteach. But the nature of a person is, the more a person themselves, more a person is involved in what he's doing, the less you see the Rebbeinu Shlom. If I'm actually doing, if I walk home, and I'll go through the front door, and someone posts an envelope through the front door, or whatever, I sign in the front garden £1 million, and I didn't do anything, and then I bought it to Rebbeinu Shlom. But if I work hard, and I do a deal, or whatever it should be, and I earn the money, then of course it's Rebbeinu Shlom, but I did it. I mean, I was one with my heart, but I did it. The more a person is involved in what he's doing, the more difficult it is to recognize and Rebbeinu Shlom. The less the person does, the easier it is to recognize Rebbeinu Shlom. David HaMelech said, Erdoif Oivai Vaasigein, Rebbeinu Shlom, I have such a clarity of a recognition in what you do, I can pursue my enemies, I can chase them, I can kill them, and I can still know it's not me, it's you, Rebbeinu Shlom. Who gave me? You're doing everything, I'm not doing anything, I have no kayach at all. Also said, no, I can't do that. If I get so much involved in Erdoif Oivai Vaasigein, in pursuing killing, then I'm afraid this will blur my clarity of Hakar and Rebbeinu Shlom. Because after all, I did something, therefore Rebbeinu Shlom, I'll chase them, but I should see, you should make them drop dead. And then I know it's from you, Rebbeinu Shlom. Yehoshaphat said, I can't do that. Because if I do that, then I'll say, you know what, they had heart attacks when they saw me, so because I chased them, because I persevered, so it was me. Therefore, I'll go and say, I'll daven, I'll go over Shira, I'll go and daven, and you do everything about it, they don't know it's you. Chizkiah said, I can't even do that. Because if I say tillim, if I daven, I'll say, it was my tillim. I'm a tillim. Bernish, and Yoshin Almitasi, I will not lift a finger. And only if I do not lift a finger, and you, Rebbeinu Shlom, making sure, then I will have an absolute clarity, I will recognize that it was you, the Rebbeinu Shlom. This is what the Chazal are teaching us. The more a person is involved, the more difficult it is to see the Rebbeinu Shlom. And the gadlus of David HaMelech was that he could say, I can be totally involved in what I'm doing and from beginning to end and still see the Rebbeinu Shlom. There's a story which the Biskarov used to say over. Biskarov for a time lived in Warsaw, Varsha, and one evening he was sitting in the Bismedrish with the Lamed in the Bismedrish, and a bacha came in, Bracha came in, sat down to learn. It was a stranger, people didn't know him. Came in, sat down, started learning. Eventually, it got late at night there, and the Beis Medrash started emptying out, and the Bracha was still there. So somebody went over to the Bracha, Shlomo Aleichem, who he used to come from. He said he's a Nevaduk of Bracha, he's on the way to Nevaduk, and he's changing trains in Warsaw, and there's no connection tonight. He's going, he's traveling on tomorrow morning. Just the way you stay. So I'm fine, don't worry, I'm fine. Don't worry, I've got Bitochen, it's fine. Okay. Don't want. He left him. Went home. Gets home, he's having supper with his wife, telling the wife, oh, his Bracha came in. And he didn't want to. I wanted to bring him home, didn't want to drink. He said, what, you left him in the Smedlish? What are you going to do? The cold Smedlish over there, without tea to drink, to sleep, whatever. Go back in the faction. He goes back in the Smedlish. The Bracha's still there. There's no one there. He's the only one learning there in the Smedlish. He says, Bracha, what are you doing? Where are you sleeping tonight? He says, oh, I'm staying inside. I've got to be talking. So you're coming with me. So he schleps him out in the Smedlish, takes him home, gives him to eat and to drink, puts him to bed. Next morning, takes him to Shachris. He says, right, what time do you train? He said, don't know. But how are you going to get to the valley? I've got the Bitochen. He takes him to the station, finds out times of the train. He says, right, do you have your money? He says, I haven't got any money. How are you going to get to Vashi? I haven't got any money. He bought him a ticket. He put him on the train. Right. He goes back to the Beis Medrash. It was the next morning. And the Biskov witnessed the first. He was sitting in the Beis Medrash. He saw the first half of the story. And he saw the second half of the story. So in the morning, this fellow came in. And he says he comes in first thing over his coffee, and after starting the day, the table in his phone, he comes in and says, you know what happened last night? I came back to Beis Medrash, and he was still here, the Bracha, and he said he wouldn't want to come over with me. I slept him home. He said he's got Bitochen. He didn't have money for the train. He said he's got Bitochen. I said Bitochen ahin, Bitochen ahair. Where would he have been without me? So the Biskrov said, there are 2 points here. So, no one is recommending one makes one travel arrangements like the Nevaduk of Bracha, but the point is that you could see the Boshim was looking after this Bracha. everything was laid on for him, but the person who was so involved in doing didn't see it. He just Bitochen and Bitochen ahead, because when a person is involved in doing and doing and doing, then he doesn't see he is being an instrument of the Boshim. He's a Shliach of the Boshim. He is looking after the Bracha. The more person is involved, this was what Chazal are telling us about David HaMelech, Erdoif, Oivai, Vasigain, that he could be totally, totally involved in Sulfi, the Rabbi Nishnai. Avraham Avinu, with Melech Stoin, fought the battle and won the war. Melech Stoin said, Tenli Anefesh, Baruchush Kachloch. And Avraham Avinu refused. V'loi Soima Ani Heshati as Avraham. Leisema, some of Foshin explained, Leisema, Harimoisi Yodi El Hashem Kelelio in Kane Shemaim, where it's Harimoisi Yodi, Leisema, you my hand, he's sort of speaking to his hands, you my hand shouldn't say Ani Ashati as Avram. Hand Kaychi Vaitsam Yodi. Avram Avinu felt that if he were to take money from Melech Stoin, even though it's earned money, I mean, he deserved it, he won the war, it's come to me, he should be able to take it. But Veloisoma, you my hand, perhaps since I was involved, I actually won the war. He was the one who went to battle. Veloisoma, you should not be able to say, Ani Heshati as Avram, that he felt by taking money from Melech Stoin, that would blur his vision, his recognition of Avram. Perhaps there might be a machshava in his mind that I've done something. He didn't want to take it. When it came to Paris, Melech Mitzrayim, Vaynaga Hashem Negoim Gedolim Be'ez Beisoy, Al Devar Sarai Ishiz Avram. So, what was the story? Hakadosh Baruch Hu made Nisim, and Vaynaga Hashem, and because of that, Avram hated Bavura, the Pasuk says, Vahilit Soylu Boka Vachamorim Vavodim Meshvach Vaseyim Kedimalim. Avram had no fear of taking the money at that time, because he would not be able to convince us. To say to himself by any stretch of imagination, this is earned money. I've done something here. This is a windfall from the version. Here there's a clarity. It's like Chizkiah, Ani Yoshev Al Mitzrayim V'Ata Oifer. I didn't do anything. What did I do? I came to Mitzrayim and Paroh took her away, and my Nag Hashem Gedol Gedolim, and the Goyim Gedolim, and then Avraham Hated Bavura. This was a windfall. This is clearly from the Rebbeinu. There he had no fear of taking money from Paroh. This was why Avram was happy to take from Paroh, but was hesitant and refused to take from Melech Stoin. And Be'emes, there's a Chazal say, Omar Rav, the Gemara Chulin, B'scha she'omar Avram Avinu im mechut v'atzroich no'al, zochu bodov l'shtei mitzvus, L'chut shel tcheles rutsua shel tefillin. As a reward of saying in the chutva tzoichnal, the Klai Yisrael were given the mitzvah of tzitzis, chut shel tzitzis, or rutsua shel tefillin. What's the connection? Because he said in the chutva tzoichnal, what's the connection? The answer is, the common denominator between mitzvah tzitzis and tefillin is by tzitzis, we know Chazal say tchiles doim al yam, tchiles doim al yam, a yam doim al yam, le rakia, rakia doim al kisei akovet. Marisa Moto is chatim is called mitzvah Hashem. Tzitzis raises the person's awareness of the bonus. Marisa Moto is a charatem. It raises the person's awareness. And tefillin is about tia teres Hashem beficha. It keeps the person's heart on his moyach. It raises the person's awareness of the bonus of prayer mitzvah. Because Avraham Avinu was afraid of losing this clarity of Hakar and Rebbeinu Shloimeh, and refusing to take from Melech Stoim, B'schazeh, Klal Yisrael were given two mitzvahs which will constantly enable them to retain and raise their awareness of Rebbeinu Shloimeh. Because Avraham Avinu's awareness was so great, and therefore he was afraid of blurring this, of losing this, Klal Yisrael were given two mitzvahs to enable them to preserve and to raise and to enhance their recognition of the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. It's interesting, as the pasuk continues by Stein, the final message, the final which the pasuk gives us during this conversation between Melech Stein and Avram. Avram said, "I'm not taking him. I don't want from you. Bilodai, except Rakashe Ochlu Hanorim." The chelik by the orim of 318 lads deserve their wages. The chelik who anoshim asheholchu iti on their eshkelu mamre, hey my allies, on their eshkelu mamre. I'm wrong, they were goyim, but they were his allies. Hey mikul chelka. So Rashi comes along with an amazing thing here. Rashi says the on their eshkelu mamre deserve to be paid as well. They deserve to be paid. Va'asa pita Rashi she avodai nichesu lemuchama. There's a difference. My servants, they actually fought the war. What was their contribution to the war effort on the Eshkel and Mamre? What they did was, Rashi says, Yoshu ala Kalim. They were behind the front lines, nowhere near the front line, looking after. They were looking after. You know, Avram's got a lot of stuff. Needs looking after. You can't just leave it Hesker. They were looking after. They didn't do anything. They didn't go. No, you don't pay a frontline soldier the same as what you pay someone who's looking behind the, you know, the back. This is also making a contribution, and you need his contribution, but it's not the same. And here Avram makes a point of saying, he's making a point to say, Rashi understands that to mean they deserve exactly the same. They deserve exactly the same. They both make contributions, both deserve to be rewarded for their contribution. And the Rashi goes even further. Umimenu lomad David. And from here, David HaMelech learned to do the same. Shenama, it quotes the pasuk in Shmuel, kechelek hayered lemilchama, or kechelek hayeshev al hakelim, yachtov yachloiku. When you distribute the spoils of war, you apportion the rewards for services rendered in a war, then you kechelek hayeshev al hakelim, kechelek hayered lemilchama. It goes the same. Those who fought and those who yeshev al hakelim, they get the same. So Avraham Avinu did it, and David learned from there. What's the significance? What's the big deal? You do, you don't. The Torah says, how much you reward the people at the back? What's it all about? The answer is, that Avraham Avinu is giving us a continuing shir in how clear one's hakara must be of the Rebbeinu Shalom. He says, if a person works with Kaychi Ba'itzan Yadi, so whose contribution is a greater contribution? The soldier who wins the war, fights the war, or those who are behind the scenes? So obviously, they did the work. However, Avram Aviv lay so many ashati as Avram. It's all the bishop. You have to do your hishtadlus. Oh, but it's not the hishtadlus which produces. There's a chiyuv to do that. When you have to wage a war, you have to wage a war, and you have to have people who fight, and you have to have people who look after the king. They both have to do their job. But at the end of the day, Hashem ish b'chama. Then it's the bishop lay them. So they both get rewarded. They both get rewarded. But why should there be a difference? If you give one more than the other, then you're saying he's contributed more than he has. If they've both done what they're meant to be doing, then no one's contributed more. This is Avraham's clarity of understanding, of recognition, in even however much involved we are, one is, of its from the Rebbeinu Shloimeh. So we come back to Soina Matonis Yichya. So Demas, the God, on his beer in his explanation on Mishlei, the Pasuk actually says that this, the Soina Matanat Yichye is actually the conclusion of the Pasuk. The Pasuk commences, Oiche Beisoi Beitzea Botza, the Soina Matanat Yichye. What does he mean? Oiche Beisoi Beitzea Botza? So the God says, Pish, Ha Beitzea Betza, Shema'atav Tobid Momen She'ena Shaloi, someone who deals dishonestly. Soifoi Shigam Beisoi Yutol Mimenu, in the end his house will be repossessed. In the news, repossessions. So, well, what's the root says Shlomo Melech? Oicher beisay b'tzeir bot. Someone acts dishonestly. At the end, he loses his house. Avol carries on. Soidim matonis. You hear? Misha neitel matonis. Someone takes presents. Harmless. Af she'ena oicher beisay. He's not going to lose his house. He's not doing anything wrong. Ach machmashu mitzape ze'enov yichlu le'is yuchav lefalim. But he's waiting for the matonis. He's depending upon the matonis. If you come the of minchas the kasha mitchilasa yumshach, and as it, the longer it takes, upamim shelo yuvaloi yeshiv b'tzar. If he feels a dependency on matonus, he thinks perhaps people own things, you know, not own a debt, but own a matonus, they own a karas atayv or whatever. So he's dependent. He's waiting for the matonus. And if they're not, the matonus are not forthcoming, is yeshiv b'tzar. He's upset. Zeru soina matonus yichya. Shechay of chag. Someone who's not dependent upon matonus. He's got his trust in the Bnei Shalom. So fine. So he's not dependent. A person who's dependent, who feels a dependency on other people, that is a rahmans. Because if one feels a dependency on others, others don't always do what I would like them to do. And therefore, if I'm waiting, I'm waiting, and when will it be, and when will it come, and it's not coming, what's going to be? Soina matonus yichya. Shechay of chayim. Hipuch ha'oyim u'metzapel ha'batonus she'chay v'ena, someone who waits for matonus chay v'ena chayim. So l'choyim v'oshtei dos, the Gaon is telling us soina matonus yichya doesn't necessarily mean you shouldn't accept matonus, whether it's a chasna present or a birthday present or whatever it is. It doesn't say you shouldn't accept matonus, you shouldn't expect presents, you shouldn't wait for presents. Some, because waiting for presents, expecting presents, blurs the Rebbeinu Shem, the person's recognition. Rebbeinu Shem is or hagemah shesoma asem b'tachem. He's trusting people. He feels a dependency to people. Someone who feels a dependency on people is a rachmanus, because people don't. If he thinks it's up to the people, then he may be disappointed. It may take time. Zoy bazoy. So Benus, perhaps. That which we hear by Gedolei Yisrael never wanted to take except matanos, because they felt so, they were so finely tuned to the Rebbeinu, they felt even taking matanos might create, since they are Gedolei Yisrael, and people do give things to Gedolei Yisrael, they felt perhaps that they may begin to have a hargosha that is kumpmir, and I may, according to their level, they may feel a certain small degree of dependency on the matanos, and this is something which will blur their recognition of the Rebbeinu. Therefore, they didn't take matanos. But if we were to ask ourselves, halacha lemaisa, is one allowed to accept a matana or not allowed to accept a matana? If a person feels the matana is due to him, that's bad news. Because of them, alzeh ne'ma, so Shlomo Melech said, soina matanos yichya. A person must never feel a matana is due to him. You know, there's a famous maimer of Rav Dessler and Michtav Melio, where he writes, famous, that Ahava, the root of the word Ahava, to love, is have, to give. Because, as one knows, people might think, without this thought, that what someone does for me, I love them. And if I do for them, that doesn't make me love them. But the emphasis is Mishnah. We invest in our children, we do for our children, we love our children. Parents love their children probably more than children love their parents, because a parent sees a child as an extension of himself. Because the more one does for someone, the more one sees in the recipient an extension of oneself. So someone once asked me, he says, he doesn't understand this, because he does for other people, and then, you know, they make a chasa, they don't invite him, or whatever it is, and if he wouldn't have done anything for them, and they wouldn't have responded, fine, it's paraf, they don't owe him anything. But if he does for them, and they don't respond the way he thinks they ought to respond, then not only does it not bring to Ava, it brings Chesed Shalom to sinner. So he says, he doesn't understand it. How can you say giving brings to Ava? Giving, if the other person responds, okay, but if he doesn't respond. But I think the answer is, if someone has a shop, and people come in and they buy, and I'm taking things off the shelf constantly, serving, some giving to people, will I have an ahava? Will that make me love them? It won't, because I'm not giving them, I'm selling them. There's an exchange going on. I'm giving the article, the commodity they're paying. If someone does a taiva for which he expects hakaras hatayv, there's nothing avail, there's nothing wrong, but he's not giving, he's selling, he's not charging cash, pound, shillings, and pence, he's charging hakaras hatayv. That's not a giving, is a selfless act. If there's an agenda, a personal agenda in the giving, then there's not avail, it's fine, but it's not chesed, that's not chesed, that's not giving. What type of giving leads to have a selfless act of giving, that leads to ahava. Where there's a self-interest in the giving, then that giving will not lead to ahava. So the same thing is by someone who expects a matana, that means he feels that he deserves it, whatever, that's not a healthy situation, because such a giving can lead to sin attacker, and it leads also to sinah matanas yichyeh. It leads to a person expecting matanas, and they don't come is bad news. The lesson which we see from Avraham Avinu is that a person has to have a clarity in all aspects of his life and his livelihood, and whether it's matan, whatever it should be, that whatever it is, ever establishes, does of its rebbeinship at the end of the day. And finally, to end, let me just tell you a verse which is quoted very much now. Perhaps it's been said already, I don't know. But Rabbi Chaim Vassman writes in Kovitz Mamorim. He wrote it in 1929 after the Wall Street crash, and he writes what's the midah keneged midah of a financial crisis, economic crisis such as that happened in 1929? He says the basis of, we all know, what is the problem in the world? What was the problem then? What is the problem now? Lack of confidence. So I can't lend you because how do I know you're going to pay me back? It's a lack of confidence. Is says the bochadon, the version takes away, people don't have confidence midah keneged midah. Because if people don't have emunah, the Rebbeinu Shleilam, the version takes away the emunah, the trust that people have, bidon lechaver, and they can't do business. So this is the message of Avraham Avinu, which he says, v'lo yisoyma ani eshati es Aram, he wanted to remain with absolute clarity, as David HaMelech said, erdoif oivai v'asigim lo oshavat kaloifam, that David HaMelech said he could do everything and still see the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Chizkiah couldn't do that. But Al Kaponim, Soina Matanas Yichyeh, is a person who doesn't have this clarity. And it's for us to strengthen ourselves in our Emunah, in our Hakara, that we shouldn't expect Matanas if you try and see the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Chazal say, Ein Yisrael Nigolim Ela B'Schus Emunah, we should be Zeicha B'Meir V'Yameinu B'Bias.